When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Max Ween.
Anita Max Ween. Is that a real character or did he
I
just...
I don't think so. Like, not that I've looked it up and just like a merch
it's
page.
It's just Drake.
Yeah. What
Anita
is that?
Max Ween.
Anita Max Ween. My new alter ego.
You ever heard that?
No.
It's Drake. He like did one
live
stream.
Oh, yeah. He went on live stream. He was at his like ranch.
I think
yeah.
it's Texas.
Yeah.
His Texas ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like streaming like randomly.
Yeah. And one stream and...
went off.
He was with some other popular streamer. I forget his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kai?
No. No, not Kai.
No. Dude, Kai. Dude.
He shot up.
The beginning of the year had no idea who that was. Yeah. And then by the end of the year, he's everywhere. But yes, what's up, Shotties?
Hi.
Welcome to Shots and Thoughts, the internet's only podcast where we do three new segments every week, hosted by
three new hosts.
Three new O's every week. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the Umami Poppy Ryan.
It's Anita Max Ween.
Holy shit, in the flesh. Wow.
Psych, it's the kid Chris.
What? Hell yeah.
A new host has arrived.
All right, if this is your first time listening to Shots and Thoughts, what we do is we have three new segments every week. And it's like three... mini podcast and one podcast every single week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get started, we're still sipping. If you listened to last week's episode,
Carajillos.
It's equal parts espresso, equal parts liquor 43, all parts delicious.
I like
all right.
That.
So we got to roll some D20s over here to figure out what the order of the segments will be. So, Ryan. Why don't you start us off?
Last week, I got that D20.
That Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Here we go.
D20 in my hand with them.
Here we go.
Oh, got
a 15.
Still high. Still
pretty good.
Still
pretty
you
good.
You like that? I'll give you that.
You like that 15 as well.
See, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Chris, can you complete the trifecta?
If we do it. 15! Oh, crazy!
Crazy!
Right,
it's
right
an
guys?
11.
I will not allow you to lie. That's an 11.
I got an 11.
All right.
All right, roll off.
It's a roll off. Ooh, interference.
A 16.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Went right. up. Went Here up. Go.
An 8. Ryan starting
off. Leading off again.
Of course.
Same order as last week, y'all. We're going to go Ryan, Sean, then me.
What?
Wait.
That did not happen this
Wait.
Last week.
Ryan, me, the Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, yeah. On the count of three, give me a verb that could be seen as gross, disgusting. Okay. You got one in your head? A verb?
Are we naming the game?
No.
Is this the beginning of the game?
This is setting up the game.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, give me adjective. Or no, sorry, a verb that is seen as gross.
All right.
On the count of three, I want you to say it, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Shitting.
Fart. All right. The name of this game Holy. Is called ChatGPT Stand-Up Comedy. All right.
Oh, wow. Well.
All right. So you just gave the topic of your ChatGPT generated 30-second stand-up comedy.
Oh,
all right?
My God.
And then so Sean.
This is the end of us.
Let me see.
So I'm going to read it and try and give it off as stand-up.
Yes. So right. It's going to be generated by ChatGPT. And then the word you said, Sean, was shitting, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
ChatGPT curse?
We could add it here and see what it does. So I have written here in ChatGPT, write me a 30-second stand-up comedy about shitting. I have pushed enter. It doesn't comply with that request.
Oh, I guess with pooping.
Yeah, right.
Pooping. Okay, pooping. And we got it here. All right, here we go. Sean, this is your script. You're going to give it off and let the shotties hear your 30-second fame of stand-up comedy, okay?
All right. We need intro music, right, if I'm going to walk in.
Oh, you got your intro music?
Not really. I just have our old sound bites.
Here we go. I'll introduce you.
All right. Go ahead.
For our first comedian tonight, we got Sean Salvino.
Give me a beat.
Freestyle. All right, starting off with a lot. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right, let's die. Again, this is all from ChatGPT. So just forewarning, I have not read any of this.
Yes.
All right. Let's dive into the topic we all experience but rarely discuss. Pooping.
Oh, man.
It's the one activity that unites us all, yet we pretend it's a top secret mission.
Oh my God, he's so good.
Ever notice how time works differently in the bathroom? You go in thinking it's been 5 minutes, but you come out and suddenly it's next Tuesday.
Oh, what's up with that?
Damn, you ever notice that?
So relatable.
And what about those public bathroom situations? It's like entering a silent agreement with everyone else present. We'll all pretend we're alone, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But let's appreciate the technology these days. Automatic flushing toilets that have trust issues. You move an inch and suddenly it's like a toilet version of the paparazzi capturing every moment.
That's really good.
In conclusion, folks, let's break the stigma. We're all in this together, one flush at a time. Thank you, and may your bathroom breaks be uninterrupted and victorious.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
Give me a beat.
How the fuck am I supposed to
follow
that?
Wow, that was good. Insanely
thank
good.
You.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chris, what was your word?
Farting.
Okay. Here we go.
It's going to be the same exact script. Oh, shit.
What's the deal with airline
What's
food?
What's the deal with farting?
All right. We got the next one. ChatGPT generated about Chris's verb was farting. So here's the phone. First time reading it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Let's get a...
I cannot reiterate enough that this is what a bot wrote. So please do not cancel me otherwise.
You're canceled. Yeah. Let's give it up for Chris Chavez.
Draft. Fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris, whoa, what are Chris, we here to Chris. Are we here to see stand-up comedy or watch the NFL draft, right?
Whoa.
Right?
Holy shit. This is bad. He's nervous.
Wow. Oh my God. I can't see y'all right now. I got so much sweat dropping down my face. Anyway, do you guys ever notice how farts have their own personality?
Whoa.
Okay. Like you've got this stealthy ninja, the ones that sneak up on you. And you're like, was that me or the chair?
Right.
Did I move that thing fast enough or was someone fast enough behind me like a ninja? Okay. And then there are those loud ones that sound like a collaboration between like a trombone and a foghorn. Holy shit, right? You can't help but turn to a sound effects expert trying to blame it on anything else nearby. I like to blame frogs because they're kind of commonplace, right?
But you know,
imagine me in an office. Oh, I think it's a frog.
Like, we're supposed to get HR on those frogs, right? But you know what's worse? But you know what's worse?
What's worse?
Silent but deadly type.
Oh.
They're like secret agents plotting a toxic takeover.
Whoa.
You drop one, and suddenly your friends start to wear gas masks.
What?
Like, where'd you guys get those? And why don't I have one? In the end, farts are those unsung heroes of involuntary sound effects. They keep life unpredictable and leave us all in stitches, some more than others. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wait, what? Was that a threat at the end? Some more than others.
Some more than others.
Bitch. Whoa.
And give it up for Chris. Dun, 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 dun.
That was good. That was good.
That was mortifying.
Your first career is taken off tonight.
Wow.
As a comedian.
Have you seen that? What do you call it? Like some fantasy leagues? If you get last place, you got to go to... The punishment for last place is going to open mic.
Oh,
and doing,
wow. Really?
Doing that's 15 gnarly. Minutes at an open
mic.
15 minutes at
so
an open
mic.
Dude,
15
that's going to feel like eternity.
I would cry. I've also seen one that's like, I sent it to you and Calvin, where you have to eat the the amount of eggs that to the amount of, or your age.
Your years.
You have to eat your years in eggs.
Eggs?
In one
in any
one
style.
Day.
Any way you want.
So you'd have to eat like 31 eggs.
Wow.
In one day, within 24 hours.
Oh, I think I've seen that. Within one day? Yeah.
How many eggs do you think you can eat in a day?
In a day? Like depending on, I don't know, man.
Calvin was telling us it depends on the style.
Yeah, very much so.
He said scrambled, he could probably eat.
Probably like on a hefty plate, maybe like 6.
Damn. He said fried, 3. He said fried egg killer.
Hard.
Really?
I feel like boiled egg. Oh, man.
Oh, he said boiled egg is like chips, right? That's what he said. He said he can eat an infinite amount of boiled egg.
What? Man, I really like deviled eggs, but I don't know if I could do 30 in a day.
I think I'd probably tap out at like most in a day, probably like 15.
Oh, you know what? I bet I could do it if I had it in different styles throughout the day. Like start off with one style.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the day. If I could variate it, I bet I could do it.
We should try it.
But
that would be a good
idea.
Could
you use the egg in like use egg to make bread and eat the whole all the bread in a day? Use egg to make pasta.
Those are
interesting throughout the day. But then are you just getting more full off other stuff besides the egg and then you're fucking yourself because you can't finish the eggs?
Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good take though. Yeah. I wouldn't if I was the game master, I wouldn't let that slide.
It's not working for me, but. All right. Nothing clever about it, guys. Guess that slogan.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you a slogan, and you're going to tell me what company.
I've studied this my entire life.
Oh, have you? You're going to fucking.
Dang. No, slogan master.
We're going to do.
Maybe 10 years ago, I would have got it.
We're going to do it the same way we did Jershon Purdy last week. It's going to be a buzz.
Okay.
We'll start off easy and then go more. Into difficult ones.
I like it.
Slogan number one. Eat fresh.
Buzz.
Chris.
Subway.
Oh,
or what is Subway?
Yeah, you don't have to jeopardy it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Subway's good.
Subway.
All right. Slogan number two. The happiest place on earth.
Buzz.
Ooh. Y'all make a decision. Who?
Paper, rock, scissors?
All right.
Oh, yeah, paper, rock, scissors.
One of one.
Yeah, one of one.
We're going on go.
One, two, three, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I even know this place. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. Ooh, you take it.
Disney World.
Correct.
Oh, shit. I would have got it wrong. I was going to say McDonald's. Oh, I know now.
All right. Slogan three. Open happiness. This one's kind of hard, actually. This one probably should have been a later one.
Open happiness.
Buzz.
Chris.
McDonald's?
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought that was like their Happy Meal slogan or something.
Open happiness. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That would be Coca-Cola.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Coca-Cola. All right.
Really?
Next. Let's go places.
Buzz?
Chris.
Kayak?
Incorrect.
Buzz.
Ryan.
Expedia.
Incorrect.
Oh.
That would be Toyota.
Wow.
All right, here we go. There are some things money can't buy, and for everything else, there's blank. Name of the company. Again.
Wait.
There are some things money can't buy, for everything else, there's.
Buzz.
Ryan. And just buzz to buzz.
MasterCard.
Correct.
Wow. Good shit. All right.
We're 2-1, I believe.
All right.
Next up, we got Built Blank Tough.
Buzz.
Chris.
Built Ford Tough.
Correct.
Damn, boy.
All right. Moving on next. We got Because You're Worth It.
Buzz.
Chris.
Zales.
Incorrect.
Because you're worth it. I don't know.
The correct answer is L'Oreal.
Oh.
Because you're worth it.
Wow.
Next.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Buzz.
Oh. Chris.
Nokia?
Incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Buzz.
Ryan.
Motorola?
Incorrect.
Oh, dude, I thought it was definitely one of those for sure.
Verizon.
Really?
Oh. Really? next.
Motorola.
Work hard, have fun, make history.
Nothing.
Say it again, please.
Work hard, have fun, make history.
I don't know.
Amazon.
Jeez.
What? God. What? Every day I've bought something from this company.
Not once have I seen
So is it effective? I'm just kidding.
I don't think they believe in the have fun part. Pee in this cup because you can't have bathroom breaks.
I thought that was the next slogan.
I was like, what the buzz?
Amazon.
Amazon.
All right, next slogan. Live for now.
Jesus. Oh, wait.
I probably put a comment on there that shouldn't have been.
Live for now.
For now. I think it's just live for now.
Oh, gosh.
Live.
That's a big
this is,
for now.
The Grim
for
Reapers.
Now.
This is the local
That's
funeral
a big
home.
Big difference. Is this a obituary company? Yeah.
These are all household companies.
All right. Live for now.
I feel like it's like an athletic brand. I'm going to go with Fabletics.
You must buzz.
Buzz Fabletics?
Incorrect.
Fuck. The setup to be denied. I'll say buzz.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Academy.
Correct answer is Pepsi.
God, I would have never got that.
Yeah, I would never get a lot of these if we're being completely honest. Next up, we have Everywhere You Want to Be.
Everywhere You Want.
All of these are so vague that they could literally be anything.
What is Everywhere You Want to Be? Buzz.
Ryan.
Expedia.
Incorrect.
I was like, defeated.
Damn it. Everywhere you want to be. La Quinta.
Incorrect.
La Quinta.
The answer is Visa.
Oh,
nice.
Nice.
All right, here. This one's easy. Get back on the board. Have it your way.
Buzz.
Chris.
It's got to be McDonald's, right?
Incorrect.
Oh, fuck.
Your way. Have it your way.
I know it. Can I still buzz in? After Ryan?
After Ryan, yeah.
Buzz.
Ryan.
Burger King.
Correct! Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we're back to a close game. 2-3. Chris up. Next up, another easy one. God.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm loving it.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Fucking
cock in my ass.
McDonald's.
All right.
Tied game, boys.
That's right.
Probably just the easiest one. Right after that could be Just Do It.
Buzz.
Nike. Yeah. Nike correct.
He said Adidas.
All right. We have Don't Be Evil.
The fuck?
Don't Be Evil.
Don't Be Evil. Have you heard of this?
This is the slogan for Lakewood.
This is a popular brand, but also I did not even know they had a slogan.
Don't be evil.
So it has to be like something good. What's a good?
I'll say it starts with that letter that you just said that last word with. Maybe those first three letters.
Buzz.
Ryan.
No, never mind. I was going to say Goodwill.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
Again, these are all titans of industry, I would say all these companies are.
Okay. Buzz.
Ryan.
Google.
Correct.
Wow. I was going to fucking say, what is Goop?
All right.
Fuck.
Damn, I've never heard of that.
That's wild.
Same.
Damn,
next.
They don't need a slogan.
I know.
B, what's next?
I'm so mad. Like I've heard all of these.
B, what's next?
And I cannot.
B, what's next?
Buzz.
Ryan.
Microsoft.
Correct.
Oh.
Yo.
Yo.
Ryan is taking the lead. 5-4. Ryan up. Next, we only got two more, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, only two more. Out of 20, that means we've bombed on... Actually, we've got more. We've guessed more than we've gotten wrong.
Okay.
All right, we got two more. Both kind of similar. This one is Think Different.
Buzz.
Chris.
Apple.
Correct.
Oh.
Tie game 5-5. We're all even up. Last slogan.
We got a match. We got a match.
Last slogan. Next correct answer wins the game. The last slogan of the night is Think.
Excuse me? The slogan is Think?
The slogan is Think. That's why it's the last one. It was the hardest one, in my opinion, because I had no idea.
Buzz.
Ryan.
Facebook.
Incorrect. But in that industry.
Oh, Meta.
Buzz. Really?
Chris.
Indeed.
Incorrect. I'll say it starts with that letter, though.
I.
Buzz.
Ryan.
Instagram.
Incorrect.
Oh, wow.
Hold on now. Hold on now.
Hold on now.
Oh, wait. You said what? Indeed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all are in the world of this company. Like, y'all's guesses so far are
okay.
All sort of related, I think.
Yes.
Or at least in the same industry.
Wild guess, but Innova?
Incorrect.
Innova?
Isn't that like a...
Lenovo?
Oh!
Oh,
that
no.
That was not very innovative.
Innova?
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 Shit.
All right. One last guess from the both of you. Starts with an I in the tech
ends
world.
With a,
Starts with an I in the tech world.
All right, we'll give 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. IBM.
Oh, damn.
Well, we can't end on a tie. All right. Let me ask ChatGPT for more.
Damn. That was a toughie.
Dang.
All right. We're going just first one to get one correct wins. All right. Sudden death.
Okay.
Here we go. The world on time.
Rolex.
You know the format here.
Buzz Rolex.
Incorrect. I'm so sorry.
Buzz.
Yes.
Timex.
Y'all are so close in the fact that it does end with X. The correct answer is FedEx.
Oh.
Sick.
Okay. I think y'all might get this one. The next and possibly last slogan.
Here we go.
Imagination at work. You're hitting your head because you've heard it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I think I know this, but if I, you know, I don't know if I would know it, like, if I was in y'all's situation.
Imagination.
Buzz.
Yes.
Pixar.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a good choice.
Thanks, man.
Buzz.
Yes.
Disney.
Incorrect. Correct answer is General Electric. GE. Much less magical.
They're not even around anymore, are they?
GE?
Oh, I don't know. They gotta be.
Oh,
General Electric? Yeah, GE.
Yeah, they make like...
GE, not GM.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next slogan. Don't leave home without it.
Huh?
I've heard this
I've
before.
Heard it.
Buzz.
Chris.
Discover.
Incorrect.
I thought it would be like a card.
But in that realm.
Oh.
Your thoughts are correct, I think.
Wow.
But go ahead.
Ryan.
Don't leave home without it. PayPal.
Incorrect.
Can I buzz in?
Go ahead.
Capital One.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Wait, no, buzz again. Chris. City.
Incorrect.
Guessing all the fucking credit card bank companies.
Don't leave home without it. Buzz.
Ryan.
Chase.
Incorrect.
Oh, that was a good one.
Fuck.
All right, this is going to be the giveaway to this slogan. The giveaway hint.
Uh-huh.
All right, so just be ready to buzz. The card company for this slogan is not widely accepted in Chinatown here in Houston.
Buzz.
Ryan.
American Express.
Correct.
Nice.
Winner of the game.
Good stuff. Good stuff. GG's. Nice. GG's.
That was good. That was fun.
Yeah. God, I'm just like mad at myself.
Hell.
I'm just like scraping like the bits of brain together trying to figure it.
Dude, I haven't thought that hard in a long
yeah.
time.
A lot of these, I was like, I had like, don't be evil. I was like, is that real?
Yeah.
Is that their real slogan? That's insane.
That was good. That was really good.
All right.
All right.
Chris, last slogan of the day.
It's the last slogan of the day.
Our last segment of the day.
All right. You guys want to grab a D20?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Either of you can roll. Let me see.
Dude, we 17. Should be fucking playing. Dude, Ryan is rolling high.
I tried to use ChatGPT to create. It actually did pull it up. A 5-minute campaign. And it wrote one, but I don't know how it works.
Oh,
well, how would you? 5-minute cool. campaign?
Yeah, it pulled it up. You could look at it.
Sheesh.
You rolled what?
17.
17. Okay. All right. So the name of my game is called Skeptics.
Skeptics.
Wow, yeah, wow, it's not nearly as endangering as it sounds. So basically, we're going to be in a scenario, and our conversations can only be held in questions. So we're going to see how long we can go in a conversation with only questions. First one to crack ends that segment, or ends that round, okay, and the other two people get a point.
All right.
all right, and you rolled 17. So that is going to be an office space. So we are office workers, and we are speaking together only in questions.
Are we going, like, in order?
Yeah, we'll go from... so there's going to be three rounds. It'll be me, I'll start this one, you'll start the next one, Ryan will start the next one.
Okay.
And we'll just go in order from there.
All right.
Oh, and another caveat. You can have a small one-word answer, like, that's not a question. Like, for example, if you're like, how's your day? And they're like, fine. I'll give you a few seconds to finish off your sentence with a question.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Cool. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Trying to be ready. As ready as I will be.
All right. Hey, Kevin, what are your plans for the weekend?
I don't really know, man. What about you, Brian?
It's going to be hot this weekend, right, Jim?
Ooh, you know what? That's a good question. I think Harriet knows, right?
Am I not Kevin? Oh,
I thought that was your question.
No, no. Oh. I thought I was legit Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah. So what'd you say? Oh, you think I might know? Is that what you said?
Well, I said Harriet.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to be Kevin. Or you don't have to be Harriet. I'm just saying your name.
All right. Yeah, might be Ooh. Okay. I really ruined the flow by asking the Harry and Kevin thing. Not gonna
you're
lie.
Good,
to
you're
it's
good.
Okay.
That was a practice.
Yeah, that was
round.
A
practice round. Practice round.
Practice.
All right. You want to go ahead and still stick with the office space, or you want to go somewhere else?
Yeah, office space.
We could roll it. Okay. Whatever. You could choose it up.
All right. Here we go. Scene. Did you hear what the boss said about Sharon?
No. What did the boss say?
Are things good or bad?
Are things good or bad? Dude, this is fucking hard. How would we know?
Did you get a good look at their reaction when they came out of the office?
Yeah, were they crying or were they smiling?
Should I just go talk to the boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll take the strike on that one.
All right, so that's a point for Ryan and I. All right, okay. Here you go. Roll a d20 again.
That's a 15.
A 15. We are at an amusement park.
Ooh.
Okay. So I start it?
Yeah, and you're...
Okay. Dude, did you see how high they got on that roller coaster?
I didn't. Shit. I did it.
I need a max win.
I need a max win. Oh, God. That was...
Got your ass.
Got me good, bro. Got me good. Some say you got me.
Oh, all right, Ryan. You want to go?
Okay.
All right, so we got a... So you're at 2 points now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I got a 19.
19.
Okay.
We are in a mall.
Whoa. What's that?
shouldn't you be telling me?
I think it's...
That's not a question.
You can fix it.
Fix it, fix it.
What's that? Why are you asking?
You said, why you're asking me?
Shouldn't you be telling me?
Oh, shouldn't you be telling me? No way. I'm so bad at this game. What? Should you be telling me? What would y'all say? I'm taking the L. I have no...
That's okay. We can keep going.
Right. Yeah, what would y'all say?
What would y'all say?
Yeah, what would you
I got it.
All right.
Is that a mattress store or a shoe store?
Shouldn't you be telling me? No, I'm just kidding. Dude, I don't know, but did you see that kid puke in the food court?
Which restaurant?
Was it Jimmy John's?
Was it China Max?
We could go all day. Yeah. Was it Sapporo?
Was it Chick-fil-A?
Could we not do this right now?
But what if our food has vomited it?
Have you ever tasted vomit?
Why would I?
Tastes good.
Okay.
Tastes
you,
good?
You done.
I take the strike.
Tastes good. Stupid.
Fuck.
Well, that's it for that game.
All right. That's cool. All right. That's different.
I took the L on that one. Not good at improv, I'm learning.
We need ChatGPT.
You were good at delivering the...
Yeah, I could deliver. Yeah. I could deliver. I can't ask.
Y'all both did good on the delivery.
Yeah. Sure. We just took totally different approaches at the delivery. Yeah. All right. Well, as always, three segments up, three segments down. Thank you, Wikimania. Whoa.
You have one more strike.
That's like at least three episodes this year.
Holy shit. Thank you, Shotties. If you enjoyed this week's episode, we'd really love a rating and review. If you've already done that, please go ahead and share with your friends.
Woo.
And if you want to help us financially, we have a Buy Me a Coffee and a Patreon. But yeah. Thank you for listening. That's it for this week's episode. We'll see you guys next week. Love ya.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.
What?